Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Another episode of the podcast. We're only doing this broadcast because so much has happened this weekend, this last couple of days, that we got to talk about it, even though Poseidon and I were going to take a couple of days off the show. First, head over to patreon.com/pantels. The Patreon has been blowing up. A lot of you people are desperate, it seems, for comedy. And for my ridiculous point of view on things, most of my point of view, stupid and unnecessary. But if you like it, you can keep on watching it. Patreon.com/Pantelis. The intellectuals, even though the hosts keep changing, they got episodes coming weekly. We have Is It Me with Michelle Forrester on this YouTube channel every Friday afternoon. We got 24 FPS talking about films with Phil Balabanos and Peter James. Sundays is when that comes out. Poseidon is the man in charge of the morning show with Ted Bird and George Chandrizos live every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. And our flagship program, the Pantelis French Cast, every Thursday. Poseidon, any shows that I missed?
No.
The only thing you can watch us live if you want, apart from the Tuesdays at the Bordel, we do have the Friday night secret show at the Third Floor Comedy Club at 11 p.m. Probably one of the craziest shows to ever take place in this city. You're hearing that German Shepherd, Poseidon?
Yeah.
It doesn't pick up on the mics, but...
I can hear him.
It's an angry German. I'm not a big fan of the Germans.
They're always angry, these Germans.
Big news.
Yes.
Just for Laughs. Just for Laughs comedy. The Just for Laughs Festival is filing for bankruptcy protection. It's a sad day for comics. It's a sad day for Montreal. I mean, a lot of people will tell you that the festival's been dead for a while. So, depending on who you are and how you take it, Poseidon, you've brought it up now. I'm looking at CTV. They're talking about it. The journalists called most of us comics today and asked us what we think.
Okay.
Someone called me and didn't explain to me that I was on the record.
And
I was like, they're fucking stupid. So, I can't wait. I can't wait for that to come out tomorrow.
That's amazing.
It was the funniest thing. It's like, yo, what are you saying? I was like, yeah, but what is this fucking incompetent? They're so... What the fuck? They don't know how to run. And then literally he's like, I'm going to quote you on that. And he hangs up. I was like, God damn it.
Nah. He bamboozled you.
It's okay. I mean, I'm not saying anything that people don't know.
That too? And you've already said this publicly.
Yes. I've said it to them.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, incompetent. But I have a theory. You can't avoid incompetence when you get that big. Because even let's say you have four amazing people that run a company.
Yeah.
The bigger it gets, the more people you need to add, right?
Of course.
The more people you add, they can't all be star players.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're 100% right.
So the higher the percentage of potential incompetence is, right? It'll just grow.
Yeah.
So that's what I feel is happening. That's what I feel happened. It was they didn't know what was going on.
About 10% of your workforce is superstars.
Oh, well, and anyways.
And about another 40% are competent. So that leaves half of the workforce in your company, depending on how big your company is, that are, you know... Not
well,
as competent.
Yeah, 100%. 100% of the people that I've hired are incompetent.
you got
100% of my employee base. Actually, technically 50%, because Matthew Borgelli is also employed.
Oh, yeah. Well, good thing you haven't employed me, and I'm a private contractor.
Same thing. It's sad though. It's sad because of all the people that are going to lose their jobs, and there's no festival. This year,
yeah,
we might just. Some people have been talking to me. We might just start our own little festival this summer,
dude. Honestly, that's not a bad idea.
There's a lot of venues now that just have an opening.
Yeah, there's a void to fill.
There's a void. Let's see if the government. You know what the problem is with this that pisses people off, and I get it. I spoke about it today when they asked me, is that this isn't just. It's not like a private run business. They receive grants.
Yeah,
they receive grants. So you're also getting grants. You're selling tickets. there's clearly something's not working, mismanagement, right? Yeah, the numbers don't add up.
This is taxpayers too, that because grants is, you know, government, yeah, and government is taxpayers. So.
But it's not about being mad that you're a taxpayer. It's more about right now, let's say us, we have to operate 100% on our own.
Yeah.
We have to figure it out how we're going to make money to pay for one thing, pay for that. You already have a ground level.
Mm.
And you still fuck it up. And I heard something about last year that pissed me off. I'm not going to name names. But I heard that for like one of the galas, the last galas, this was on the French side.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to get like special portraits done or whatever, like photos, like they wanted a specific photographer.
Okay.
And they didn't want any other photographer. They wanted to show like, hey, we can get this special photographer.
Okay.
And it cost them $30K.
What?
$30K for that day. Now, and then I found out that apparently $30K is roughly the budget for all of like ZooFest.
No way.
Like, you don't need that. You know, I don't know how true it is. That's what they told me. Someone on the inside told me that.
That's crazy.
So if that's accurate, if those numbers are accurate, it's fucking crazy.
I think I'm going to get into photography.
You should.
That's nuts. $30K.
Yeah, yeah.
That photographer is balling.
Well, he's balling because they fell for it.
Yeah. it's like the artist that made the cock ring in downtown.
Oh, that'd be...
How much... Bro, this guy's laughing. He laughed all the way to the bank.
Yeah. I wonder who made that. It's just a big ring. Like
let's Google it. I'm curious.
What are you going to type in? Montreal cock ring?
Montreal ring artist.
Montreal artist ring. The ring by Claude Cormier and Associates.
So it's a whole
firm. He's got associates, this guy.
It's a whole firm, bro. This guy.
Can I just say good for him?
You got to respect the hustle, man.
You got to respect the hustle. Good for him. He pulled it off.
You got to respect the hustle.
I haven't been able to sell a ring to the government. Good for him.
Some men can't even sell a ring to their woman.
Well, why would you sell it to your
woman? Oh, yeah, you're right. That didn't make any sense.
Going back to that incompetence thing. Shiba Inu is blowing up, Poseidon.
Yo.
What's with this Bitcoin halving? So my Shiba is finally worth something. I even put a bit more. I bought another last night.
I bought Cardano.
I bought another 7 million Shiba tokens last
night. Oh, shit.
Another 7 million.
I have. I bought the original.
I have a total of 27 million tokens, Poseidon.
Dude, I have the 14 million.
We need people to push this to a dollar.
Dude, push. Let's all become millionaires. Fuck it.
I don't think we can, though.
I have 14 million. I have about 20 million Shiba Inus.
If I understand correctly how it works, they would need to, people would start having to buy crazy amounts of Shiba and at the same time burn half of the tokens or more. And then the value will skyrocket. Like you have to destroy the tokens because there's too many available. Yeah. That's what I understand.
Or people have to buy so many of them.
Mm.
Oh, it started to drop back down the Shiba Inu.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's going to do. It's going to go like this.
Yeah.
And then I think it's going to spike up after the Bitcoin halving.
Yeah, so...
Explain the Bitcoin halving for the people.
I'm
going to
try and explain it. I understood it completely. Basically, the miners that are mining the Bitcoins, let's say they're mining 800 a day, the supply is going to run out, and they're only going to be able to mine like 400.
Okay.
So what that's going to do is already like supply goes down.
And if the demand stays up.
If the demand stays up,
the value
the supply
goes
down, the value goes up. So it's as I would say as simple as that.
And are these miners Chinese?
I don't know. They do make a heck of good miners though.
Yeah. I mean, can anyone be a miner?
Yeah, absolutely. You need you just need a computer.
You just need to not be the right age and you can be a miner.
You need a good computer.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you excited for the Shiba?
Dude, honestly, if this goes to a dollar, I'm not going to tell anyone, but there will be signs.
Yeah, you're going to tell everyone. That's the sign.
No.
And I like how you're like, if this goes to a dollar, I'm not going to tell anyone, but there's going to be signs. The signs are it went to a dollar. I'm not going to tell anyone, but there's going to be signs, such as the index that shows you that it went to a dollar. But I'm not going to tell anyone. They're going to have to find out on their own that Bitcoin, that Shiba went to a dollar. Of course, bro.
So the first Bitcoin halving happened November 28th of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one happened in 2016, July 9th. And then the third one happened in May 11th of 2020. Remember where there was that crazy surge of Bitcoin in 2020 recently?
Yeah.
The next one is due to happen in April 22nd of 2024. So the reward for mining goes down. So like every time you mine, like the first halving, you can mine 50 bitcoins, right? Per, I don't know what the measurement is, and it went down to 25.
What is a bitcoin?
Oh man, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like I've watched videos on this, and I have a hard time understanding myself. So I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna ruin it for the rest of us.
Exactly.
You're not gonna ruin our understanding.
Exactly, because I'm just gonna misinform you probably.
I mean, it is kind of what you like to do.
Yeah. It is a different currency, though, that I could say. And there's a certain finite amount to it that can be mined in the internet.
So then there isn't really a finite amount if you keep creating more.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think, first of all, we don't even know who the hell created Bitcoin. That's the first thing that I find weird.
Either this is the future or it's a... Because AI, let me tell you something about AI, Poseidon. We'll talk about something tangible. AI is so crazy.
Yo, it's nuts.
Most of the clips that have been coming out on my Instagram for the Frenchcast were all done by AI.
You showed me that?
The AI speaks French.
That's crazy, bro. That, yeah. The fact that it took time to learn French, unlike these ungrateful immigrants that come to this country.
It'll just cut stuff for you. It'll do... There's so many people that are going to lose their jobs in the next year or two because of AI.
Yeah.
It's moving fast. And this is... We're at the tip of the iceberg of what AI can do.
Yeah, I was watching a video the other day. You know the guy that aged backwards that uses his son's blood, the billionaire?
Oh, yeah. He didn't age backwards. He's just aging slowly. But what's weird is he looks sickly. If you want to bring him up.
He does. He does. Okay, I'm not crazy. What's his name?
No, it's like he does sit-ups. I don't know his fucking name, bro. It's like just type in blood transfusion young billionaire. I don't know if it's a reverse. I don't know why they call it Brian Johnson. Right, the 45. To be honest, his face looks older than 45.
So that's his son. Hold on.
No, that's him right there. He's the guy on the right.
Let me put this up for the peeps.
Yeah.
So this is him.
Yeah, bro. He looks
like a vampire. Don't you find? Oh, this one's a bad picture.
That's weird.
This is a really weird photograph.
I mean, we're just three dudes of... Three varying ages with our wife beaters doing shit.
And we're all related.
You know why there's no women in that photo?
Why?
Because it's just three wife beaters.
That's good.
Hold on. Stick on this photo. This is weird, bro.
Yeah, this is heavily. This is his papa,
I would assume, yeah.
This is him and this is his son.
You know what this gives me heavy vibes of?
Culty shit.
Yeah, cure for wellness.
Yes. Yes, dude. And this, yeah, this one too. This too.
Whatever, just too shirtless. Like, his body is tight. Like, he's clearly doing sit ups, taking care of himself. But his face is what betrays him. His face shows that he is either like an old lizard.
Yeah.
Or a vampire.
But he does have his, like, he doesn't have a receding hairline.
It doesn't matter. Some people have a receding, some people don't. That's going to determine. You have Josh, who's in his 20s and he's bald. It doesn't change. It doesn't mean much. It's more of his. You could tell from the face. He looks old.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like his face wanted to age, but like it stopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a half-aged face. It's weird.
And he has a black guy's name.
Yeah, it's true, eh? Brian with a Y.
Brian Johnson.
Yeah. And because like.
Oh, he also has Brian Johnson's name.
Who's Brian Johnson?
Our Brian Johnson from. Kevin Smith's homeboy, bro, from, what's the podcast called? The Jersey Podcast.
Kevin Smith, is that the guy that made...
Clerks and Mallrats?
Yeah. Tell him Steve Dave.
Yeah, the podcast. We had Brian Johnson on Two Drink Minimum.
No way.
When we were in New York, yeah. Huge beard.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's the one on the episode where I called the Japanese Japs and he lost his mind.
Oh yeah, I do remember that, yeah. That was wildly racist.
That was funny, yeah.
Unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily racist, but hilarious. He was the
one, he's like, why is he being like that? I go, he hasn't forgotten about Pearl Harbor. He holds a grudge this whole time. He thinks the two bombs weren't enough.
Really. You know, I was producing a podcast just now and the funniest fucking thing was said. Because one of the, they're like punk rockers, the podcast, and they talk about like punk rock, rock and roll and all that stuff. And they talk about the shows. One of them is a comedian, Mode. She's very, very, very good.
Nice.
And the other guy is Guillaume. And they were talking about how women in this industry face like like weird behaviors from these old school punk rocker guys. And like
in the punk rock industry.
Yeah, in the punk rock scene. And one of the guys brought up these two girls on stage. And now, two lesbians playing rock and roll. And I don't know why, I just found that hilarious.
That they could play rock and roll?
Yeah, because it's like, yeah.
It's not like a lesbian activity.
Yeah, like
I feel like punk rock is a lesbian activity.
Yeah, yeah. Even the men are considered lesbian.
Yeah.
That play punk rock.
Yeah, so I don't find anything odd about that.
No, it was just funny because I'm picturing the whole scene in my head, and I don't know, it's just funny to me.
I feel like that was more of an internal thought.
It may have been.
You should have kept that one to yourself.
May have.
You're dressed like the waves I wish you died under. Can you bring up?
Yes.
What's going on in Haiti? Oh. For those of you who don't know, Haiti. Not that peaceful. Haiti declares state of emergency as gangs overrun prisons and they free 4,000 inmates.
Yo, former police officer turned gang leader, Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier. What a name!
Jimmy Barbecue.
What a name! I like this guy.
Jimmy Barbecue.
I don't know what he did. I could be some of the most heinous shit he's ever done. I for some reason like this guy.
Jimmy Barbecue sounds like just a park extra that hangs out at Nick's doors. Yeah. Just a Greekster who's eating all the time.
Jimmy Barbecue, bro. What a name. That's crazy.
Bro, Jimmy Barbecue made me a steak, bro.
Former police officer, too.
Jimmy Barbecue. The Haitian government's emergency declaration includes a 72-hour curfew requiring all citizens to clear the streets from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Oh,
only law enforcement and first responders will be allowed outside during these hours between Monday and Wednesday. Mm. Oh, that's funny. That's just 3 days. Like, no, we're not having a curfew, though. We got a party.
Yeah.
It's Monday to Wednesday.
Sounds like a civil war.
Well, it is against some uncivil people, though. Against inmates. Wow, that's crazy. Go down.
You know, I always wondered why they called civil wars civil when they're some of the most uncivilized wars.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Poseidon.
Sorry. I'm in a good mood. Sorry.
I don't think so. I feel like you're every day you get worse. Like you had a peak where you were going up, and then it's just like every day you just lose IQ points.
Okay, so what do you want?
It's like my mom used to say, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Idiot.
Okay, so.
Already control more than 80. What the fuck?
What?
Gangs control more than 80% of Port-au-Prince.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. Hmm.
The battle will last as long as it needs to. So now it's essentially non-criminals versus criminals. That's the civil war.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Barbecue Chorizo is leading the charge. Jimmy Barbecue Chorizo. What a name, bro.
Cherizier.
I said it better. Scroll down. What is this? Oh, press play on that. Let's watch this. Bro, it's like an Al Qaeda video.
Not Monday, police station, not Monday, military. Pour nous prendre responsabilité, arrêter Ariel Henry et encore une fois, et pas peuple qui est le menu, et pas les gars qui est le menu, arrêter Ariel Henry pour nous libérer le pays, dans le projet de loi 60 grand. Zam ça, nous n'avons pas gagné pour nous faire, nous qui n'avons même pas de social avec nous mal. Malgré si on prend l'arrière,
I have a problem with what's happening here.
C'est symbole de liberté, nous.
What is it?
You notice it, bro? Lack of diversity.
I knew you were going to say that, you fucking piece of shit.
Lack of diversity. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I knew you as soon as you said.
Maybe I would side with them if they had diverse representation.
I knew you.
But they don't.
We got to get Preach in there to clean up this mess, bro. Where's Preach when you need him?
No, Preach isn't going to get involved. Preach is a man of
business.
Obviously
not, bro.
Preach is upper class. He's not going to get involved with these fucking lowlifes like Jimmy Barbecue Chorizo.
Jimmy Barbecue. I can't get over that name.
I mean, he does look like he enjoys a mean barbecue.
He may have one of the greatest names out there. Barbecue. Like top 10. Like top 10 nicknames.
Yeah.
For sure. Like imagine a UFC fighter coming into that. Jimmy Barbecue.
So they're basically turning Haiti into the Middle East.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's exactly it.
You know what Haiti has to do? They have to pull an El Salvador.
Yes, I was about to say that.
I am now convinced, like I told you on the Intellectuals secret podcast, a society will have as much crime as it's willing to tolerate.
Mm.
And El Salvador proved that point. It was tolerating zero.
Mm.
California proved that point too, where they tolerate everything.
Mm-hmm.
So Haiti's going to have to call in the military and start slaughtering these guys. Look at the guy behind him with the funky piñata hat. And what's the guy in his left wearing? Like, he found nothing. He's like, I got to cover my face, bro.
Yeah, eh?
What is that, a basket?
He probably saw Al-Qaeda videos and he tried to do something.
What the fuck is he wearing? It looks like it was like a Sesame Street character that they fucking killed and they just took his head.
You know,
you can see his eyes popping out. What is he wearing?
You know,
how do you want me to take you serious?
In these videos, I always like to look at their t-shirts. See what it says.
But look at that, bro. I'm a dangerous gang member. I'm also the Port-au-Prince cookie monster.
Yeah.
Why are you dressed like... And the guy behind him with the fucking sombrero. What is that?
Or it would be funny if they had like Care Bear t-shirts or something. Something with peace and love and unity on the t-shirts, but they're carrying weapons.
Anyways, Haiti is a nice place. The Greeks have good relations with the Haitians, so I don't like to see shit like this. It pisses me off.
Not these Haitians.
What do you mean, the gangs?
Yeah.
What's the point? They got to clear up the gangs. Yeah. They're going to pull in El Salvador. I think they're due. I think a lot of countries are going to look at El Salvador and be like, you know what? Let's take our country back.
Yep. Yep.
By the way, the U.S. is going to have some serious problems.
100%. You want me to get rid of this video?
Yeah, get rid of this video. I'm tired of this this barbecue guy.
Greatest name.
Yeah, the U.S. is going to have some problems. I've been looking at the whole illegal immigration thing. It's getting so bad that in order to, they don't want to hear it anymore. They're saying that illegal immigrant, they're pushing to, if you want to Google it.
Weren't there ISIS fighters that went through the border?
That was last month, bro. That was last month's news.
No, new ISIS fighters.
Now there's Syrians that are not ISIS fighters, but they're like, how did you get there from Mexico?
Oh,
are you here?
Yeah.
Why don't you stay in Mexico? So they're trying to make the term illegal immigrant illegal to say.
What? Who?
Yeah.
Who's
in the
this?
States. Go look at it. Go Google it.
No way.
Yeah. Because they think it has a negative connotation. It makes people think that you're not legally allowed to be there.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point.
That is exactly the point. Yeah.
That's the whole point of the words.
Yeah. But they say it's just negative. It gives a negative... it's a negative sound to illegal immigrant.
Yeah, well, that's I don't know what the fuck to say, man.
You don't even know what to look for, right? You're like illegal immigrant to become... Yeah. Illegal, I guess, say that, yeah.
Yeah. Words matter. Illegal immigrant.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Fuck first.
Undocumented immigrant or unauthorized immigrant?
Unauthorized. You mean illegal. You've come into my house without authority. You're illegally in my house.
Why the fuck do they have to play this whole word ballet, bro? So
when you don't have a leg to stand on, you normally argue semantics.
Mm.
They're not, but they are illegal. You even said yourself they're unauthorized. They're trying to say that a human being isn't illegal. He's legally allowed to be on this earth. But that's not what the term illegal immigrant means. It means that you've migrated here in the non-legal fashion. And they're giving all kinds of money. I don't know if you saw what's happening in New York, millions of dollars.
Yeah, you told me about that.
So this, any citizen in a country that's going through...
Stuck.
Any citizen in a country, Poseidon, that's going through economic hardships.
Yeah.
Like the US, Canada, most countries on the planet. That's a cause for concern because that'll piss everyone off. When you've been living there your whole life, you pay your taxes, you try your best, and the government fucks you, and then illegal immigrants are getting credit cards,
yeah,
it's only going to cause animosity. It doesn't even make any sense. So you used to say that you don't have money. That's what our government say, right? Even though they keep printing money, they say they don't have money to help the citizens, their own citizens ever. But they somehow find money to help international wars, help citizens of other countries, and then now help illegal immigrants in their own country instead of helping the people in their country that need the help that are actual citizens.
Look at this one. Struggling mom blew taxpayer handout on trip to Miami. Kenethia Miller. What a name.
That's a good name.
Received $10,800 from the Strong Families Stronger Futures program to help impoverished families. She spent $6,000 on a luxury trip to Miami because I wanted to blow it and I wanted to have fun. No way. No way.
So what you're saying, Poseidon, is you don't think that we're capable? We don't think we're capable of getting money? We're just going to blow it on stupid shit?
This is disappointing.
I know, but that's just one person.
Yeah, that's true.
But what a struggling mom. That's a mom, too. Could you imagine your mom struggling?
I think I'd...
She gets $10,800. Would it ever cross her mind to be like, I'm going to Miami to blow six
Never. My mother, when she would... Because, you know, she would get government assistance as well. We were three boys.
She was mental?
She was a little bit mental, my mother, I have to admit. But also, rarely ever...
Did anything for herself.
We missed a... Did anything for herself. We never missed a meal.
That's because she didn't do anything for herself.
For the first 2 years that, you know, the fridge was empty when my father left, but that's because she couldn't work because she was pregnant with my youngest brother. Anyways, it's a whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So we were, you know, struggling times from that time. But after that, when she could work, we never missed a meal. Even when she was too tired to cook, she would order us pizza. She would order us something. Bro, at some point, like, I remember, like, she with the same ripped pants, she would go to work. Not even to buy herself pants.
But she did work at the ripped pants store, so it was more of a style. It was a style, stylistic choice. All this to say, Poseidon, you don't have to get into, you don't have to repeat the same thing 50 times. It's just a matter of, if you're a struggling mom, and your you get money from the government, 10 G's, and your priority is to go have some fun trip in Miami, you don't deserve government assistance.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Because now you're not getting government assistance because the world was bad to you. You're clearly a fucking idiot.
Yeah, 100%. I wonder how old she is.
She doesn't look too old. She looks young.
Yeah. Late 20s, mid 20s.
Yeah, maybe.
Five kids already?
Oh, you think? Oh, that would be bad.
What's her name?
Why don't you just... you were at the best page you could have clicked on the source.
No, but we'll see.
DC sent 10 G's.
Where's the source?
You were there when you were on Valuetainment. Right there. See, source, show more, go down.
Oh, no, but it's on Twitter and it just shows this.
On the New York Post?
Yeah. I'm trying to find the link.
Who cares? We could tell.
Yeah, in her 20s. Right, you're right.
I don't give a shit about her exact age. Point is, it's not a way to, as an adult, it's not a way to live.
No.
But you know what? More power to her. I mean, if the government's going to give you this fucking money, they don't check what you're spending it on or...
I mean, look, we may be criticizing the lady, but for all we know, her kids were already well fed. They got all the shoes. They got all the clothes. They got a roof over their head. They're being taken care of. The other...
Nah, I still don't agree. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Even if your kids... Because that money is taxpayer money that came to you because you're a struggling mom to help with kid stuff. So even if she had money today, let's say, for rent... She should have kept it for the next month. You get it? It's not because you just ate that you're going to spend the 10 grand on a fucking vacation.
You're right, and I agree with you, but I was just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, well, fuck the devil. I will not advocate for Satan. Yeah. I will not advocate for Shaitan.
Huh?
Yeah, terrible, terrible. And, oh, yeah, so these illegal immigrants.
She's pretty tight, though, for having, like, that many kids.
Oh, yeah? You've investigated?
No, you can see in the picture, bro.
Yeah, this shows you enough that she's tight.
All well, right. Just the body. I don't know.
She has Shawn Michaels pants over there.
Maybe
the
rest isn't tight.
Wearing sexy boy attire.
Yeah, I know.
Dragon's Dogma 2. Let's talk about something fun.
Yeah, because I'm getting depressed.
Everyone.
What do you think?
In the gaming industry right now is hyped about this.
Really?
Yeah, they're very, very hyped.
Interesting.
They're talking about it. I've been looking at the trailers. I've played the original. I got it because it's an old game. It's like 15 years old. You could get it on the PlayStation Network.
Yes.
It's for the time, very ambitious.
The game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like 100%. I'm playing it and I'm like, holy shit, they had some balls. This was like Elden Ring before Elden Ring.
Yeah. You're right, 100%.
Yeah, so I got to admit, I'm actually excited about this new version of it. And I feel like the game is going to be, it looks way better and is more fun than the trailers let it. Like Capcom is not really good at making trailers, I've noticed.
Did you say Capcom?
Yeah, Capcom.
Capcom, not Capcom.
Capcom.
You pronounce it like C-A-P-C-U-M.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you say communications?
Communications.
No, you don't. You've never said communications in your whole life. It's Capcom.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
So Capcom doesn't normally make good trailers. This is good because at least they're showing real gameplay.
Yeah, this one's an action trailer.
Looks cool. Look at that. It's a fucking Minotaur, doggy.
Dude, it looks good. Yeah, man.
Oh, boy.
Look at that. Ooh.
Yeah, I have that ice trick. I was using it.
It's my cousin.
It looks badass. Right?
It looks, I don't know how to say this. It looks like Elder Scrolls meets Elden Ring meets World of Warcraft.
To me. I don't think that's true. There's nothing World of Warcrafty about it.
Yes, there is.
No.
Yes, there is.
Not at all.
Absolutely.
No, we looked at World of Warcraft together last time. It's a garbage game.
This is very World of Warcraft. I'm talking about like just like there's a bit of it. I could tell.
You could tell?
Yeah.
There's none of it. It doesn't even move. It's clunky.
No, I'm not talking about like the gameplay. I'm just talking about the design, the way everything looks.
Oh, look at that. He's got red eyes.
Wow.
March 22nd, 2024. That's right around the corner, Poseidon.
Yo, that's in 17 days, my boy.
That's in 17 days. Or for some people, that's in 3 days.
What?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
What do you mean?
How's that possible?
How's that possible?
Yeah.
Because it's 3 days away. March 19th.
Oh, when you release this?
What? No, I'm saying you don't know where when people are listening to this. So for some people, this is the past.
Oh, you're such a... What? You like to criticize me for like arguing nonsense, but sometimes you too, you argue.
I didn't argue. You're the one who started arguing. I just said, yeah, it is. It's the 22nd. It's in fucking 17 days. For some people, it's just 2 days away. And you started freaking out.
I guess.
You started panicking.
Because I'm in the present moment.
You do not live in the present moment.
I do live in the
present. If you lived in the present moment, you wouldn't be wearing that shirt. Presently, you're a little too big for that shirt.
What was I going to say? Let's watch this other trailer. This looks good. This is a main trailer.
Well, you put zero volume for some reason, huh?
So we don't get taken down. You want me to add?
You put little. Let's see this. You see, already a little fake.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Definitely some Witcher vibes too.
Yeah. But the thing is, this is supposed to be taking place like in medieval times, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to let a black guy become a knight. This is... Look at that. There's a half tiger, dude. You wouldn't trust a half animal back in the Middle Ages. But the half tiger does look cool. What is it, half lion or some shit? I like that.
Yeah, the half cat, he's all down to go into battle. Last second, he's like, he changes his mind. He's like, I don't feel like doing this anymore.
By the way, I don't know if, I got to look again, but a lot of these games, what bothers me is when you start the game, you create a character, and the created character never looks as good as the other characters in the game. They always look a little goofy.
What do you mean?
So you always look cheaper. You look very generic. You know, your face and everything, you don't look as detailed as the other characters in the game whenever you create a character. The only game so far that's really been able to fix that was Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
Your creator guy looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the face normally doesn't look as well polished. Oh, boy. You know who the Arisen is, bro? It's you.
Yeah, I know.
Did you play the first one?
I did, but I couldn't. I would get into it, then I'd stop. You know what I want to do in my life? I want to take 1 year off from everything. Like, huh? let's say when I become a millionaire, right? A multimillionaire LeFlair because of Shiba Inu. I want to take 1 year off of life and just play video games and beat everything I ever bought.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
That's the kind of lack of ambition that's going to prevent you from becoming a millionaire.
No, but I'm talking about in like 30 years.
In 30 years when you're 90, bro, what are you talking about?
What do you mean, bro? I'm 30 now.
Okay, no one's buying that. There's video to this podcast. No one is buying that. A dragon. Fire-breathing dragons are badass. That looks cool.
Yeah, I'm drawn in. I like the armor. I always loved armor in games, bro. I thought it was so cool. Man. You know, I don't know how to say this. Sorry, I feel very autistic right now because I can't get my words out. Nothing is ever going to beat... Are you okay?
Yeah, go on.
Fuck, now you're making me yawn. nothing is ever going to beat, in my opinion, the grandiosity,
yeah,
of World of Warcraft when it first came out. In my, you know what came close? Elden Ring. Elden Ring came very close to that. It came very close to that first feel of like, what is this world?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I guess maybe because I was a kid.
It's because you were a kid.
Yeah, eh?
So yeah, you never experienced anything like it. And then you got into this big, expansive world. You were at home. You weren't getting bullied at school. It felt freeing. Yeah. You got to hang out with elves and all these mythical creatures that you love. That's the lore that you like.
Yeah.
So you can't recreate that feeling. Even if they re-release that same game in 8K and the graphics are amazing, it's not going to feel the same because you're not the same.
There were moments in my life where I would go. I had like level 90-something character, orc warrior in World of Warcraft.
Just say I was a virgin.
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
There was a moment that I would go back and create new characters.
Just to relive that
just
experience.
Just to try and capture that feeling.
And you never did.
Never did, man. It's crazy.
It's the high we chase as gamers.
Yeah.
Never like the first time.
There's something about that first time where like, because like when you start off, the world is so small, right? And you're in this little village doing these little quests. And then you're like, oh, now you got to step out. You played for like 2 hours and you step out. It's just the world's getting bigger. But then, now you got to go to the main city. And it's huge. When I tell you, humongous, bro. That first feeling of seeing that city. Wow.
Sexy.
Wow. Something, man. Nothing's ever going to recreate that. And it's depressing. It's depressing.
Well, don't think about it that much.
It's like coming off of cocaine. Nothing's ever going to beat the feeling of being on cocaine.
Heroin.
No, that's a downer. I'm talking about an upper.
Heroin, to the outside world, we look at you as a downer. But when you're in it, baby,
you're high as fuck.
Apparently, you're on the fucking clouds. That's why these people just lose everything. They're willing, like, I'm not going to work. I'm going to get high on heroin.
Mm.
Yeah, apparently, once you get in on that, you're basically fucked. It's very rare people that could be functioning heroin addicts.
Yeah, I never.
It's like one out of every fucking thousands of people. It's remember that school teacher was doing it, that black guy?
Yeah, I never even came close to that shit.
To being functional?
No, to heroin. I tried to.
Oh, let me tell you something, bro. You've come close. You've come real close.
Nah. I always tried to steer. Even all the dumb shit I've done in my life, that was the one thing where I was like, I gotta steer clear of this brown stuff.
No. We're talking about heroin, not your neighbors, bro.
Here we go. That's why I said brown.
I know what you did there. But that's funny. You're like, I'm not going to do heroin. Anybody got some cocaine?
I'm extra racist, bro. Even with my drugs.
Give me that white powder. Then someone's like, you want some coke? Ew, of course not. We're talking about sugar, frosting.
It better be pure.
Yeah, give me some of those frosted powdered donuts.
The Aryan, the better. I mean, the purer, the better.
It's actually very good that I never got into drugs.
100%.
Could you already look at me now, bro? This is me drinking a coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm angry and I'm yelling. Imagine me on cocaine.
No, forget it.
I'd be a warlord.
You'd be barging into doors. You'd be barging into people's homes.
I'd be the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah.
Bro, you download the podcast? What's going on? Subscribe.
I see you only watched 30 minutes of this episode.
I want to see you subscribe. Get on the Patreon. Let's go. I got a secret podcast, bro. Let's go. I'm going crazy.
Yeah, you'd be nuts, bro, on cocaine.
I'd be a lot to handle.
Yeah.
I'm already annoying.
Yeah, we may have, I've noticed this, I don't know if it's just TikTok convincing me, but we may have severe ADHD, you and I, yeah?
I don't even know what that means.
Attention, the deficit, always hard disorder. Something along those lines.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they just classify everyone, like, who doesn't by that?
Yeah, you're metric. Right. I get it. But I don't know if it's TikTok that convinced me I have ADHD or just...
I think it's your girlfriend.
No, she argues the opposite.
She says you don't have ADHD.
She says you don't, you're just dumb.
Can I just say...
No, she doesn't say that.
Look, I'm no doctor, but that she's making a good point. She's making a valid argument. Now, here's my counter argument to her.
Yeah.
Why can't both those things be true?
ADHD and dumb.
Yeah. You're just an idiot.
Man, God punished me
with attention deficit disorder. So one of the reasons why people assume you have attention deficit disorder is because you're so dumb. We believe that there's a deficit to your attention that you're giving, but really the deficit is in your IQ. You know what you have? You have intelligence deficit disorder. You have that IDD, doggy.
IDHD.
You have, no. No hyper. Just IDD.
Oh, I could be hyper.
You got that id.
You know, that id?
Yeah.
You heard of the ick, now you get a load of the id.
Look, I'm not a doctor. I got to preface this. I am not a doctor. However, I'm diagnosing you. You're a tard with the id. That's what you are.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
Speaking of that, I don't know if I finished Love on the Spectrum. I think I did.
I finished it.
There's not enough episodes of that. Someone made the argument to me yesterday. They said they don't like the show. They don't like that the show exists.
Why?
They enjoy the show, but they feel like it's exploitative. Like, you know how I said I was very happy when I saw some of these couples? Mm-hmm. He told me, and I don't know if he's right, he told me statistically the majority of people who watch that show are not happy for them. They watch it because they point the finger and they go, look at these fucking retards. I'm better than them.
No way.
Yeah, but I don't know where he's getting this metric from.
Well, that's a weird metric. Maybe he's projecting?
Well, no, because he says that's how people are. He says the majority of people, the stuff they watch on TV is not, they don't like to watch people higher than them do cool things to emulate them. Most people like watching people below them so they can feel better.
So what about superheroes?
That's not real. You're just proving id okay, again.
Hold on. I see what you mean. Yeah. When it comes to like reality-based television, you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
So they don't like they're not going to follow a show about a guy, an entrepreneur being successful and winning at life. They're going to be like, fuck this guy. He won. They want to watch people failing. Like, oh my God, is he going to get fired? Look at this idiot.
That's weird.
It's weird that he said that, or it's weird that we do that?
It's weird that we do that. I find it weird, in my opinion.
I don't watch reality TV except for shows with retarded people on them, so I'm not one to be able to criticize. I have no idea what the average is.
Yeah.
I don't like those shows anyway. But I don't like them not because there's idiots on them. I just don't like those shows because they don't appeal to me. It's very convoluted, and they keep stretching out the thing. They're like, what's going to happen after commercial break? Like, I remember
they're worse than Jersey Ball
Shore.
Z.
Yeah, I remember Jersey Shore when I was young, and they used to stretch out fake scenarios. So that's why I don't watch it.
Mm.
But I never thought about that. That people enjoy watching people that they feel are beneath them so they could talk some shit in reality TV. How do you feel? Do you feel like the show exploits your people?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, do you? You feel exploited?
No. I don't feel exploited.
You feel like you've been given a voice.
I do not associate.
I give you a voice. I give you a voice.
Hey, I do not associate.
You have your own podcast, The Intellectuals.
With these people?
Well, you don't associate. I literally, really? Because I have hundreds of podcasts of you associating. I have over 150 podcast episodes of you deeply associating.
Deeply associating.
With well-known autistes.
So you think I'm autistic?
No, I think you do have a level of retardation, but you don't have Down syndrome.
No. I think I'm on the spectrum for sure.
I don't think the spectrum can handle you being on it for this long.
No, but like very lightly. Maybe like my toe is on it.
You're not putting all your weight on it.
Or like my leg. My leg is on the spectrum.
It's getting heavy.
Yeah. That's about it.
You're going to crash through full blown.
Yeah, I'd break the spectrum. We should start a new show, Breaking the Spectrum, and it's me.
Is that me or you? That's you.
Me. I put it on mute. I don't know why I got a...
The spectrum stuff that's weird. Also, people are against, is what I heard. People are against the show because they'll put autistic people with, and they'll pair them up with people with Down syndrome.
I do find that weird.
I did initially, but I don't think that that's the weird part. I think the weirder part that they do that might actually be exploitive and mean is people that don't have a mental disability when they pair them up with people with autism or Down syndrome.
That 100%. And
is weird.
I'm convinced because
you're taking advantage of something.
Yeah, I'm convinced the black chick that wanted to bang your cousin, basically, or the guy that looks like your cousin.
Oh, yeah, she had no mental.
She had no mental disorder, and I'm convinced she's a pedophile.
Oh, because it was shit about the kids?
Yeah. I'm convinced.
What was her exact words?
I don't remember, but when she said that, I was like, that's suspicious. And even my girl that, like, let's say knows about this stuff, she was like, oh, that's weird. That's very weird.
Was it weird?
It was very weird. What did she say? Something like, she said something like, oh, because I work with kids and I like taking care of them and he reminds me of that. And it's weird. It's weird, man. It means you want to bang those kids, but...
Imagine we're wondering, like, did she say anything weird? And then it cuts and she's like, I banged a couple kids. And we're like, yeah, that is suspicious. Something suspicious about that.
But it was the way she phrased it too. I
remember there was something weird about her and I noticed that she wasn't on the spectrum.
Yeah.
So already there, I was like, oh, that is a little strange.
Yeah.
Because half of me says, part of me says, oh, man, that's pretty cool. You should be allowed to date out of your... But then for him, it's
to
cool.
A certain limit.
Like for him, this is the weird thing. It's kind of like, a hot teacher that dates a young boy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. It's like the perspectives are not the same. So if you, from the outside looking in, if you're looking at the boy, 16-year-old, if he's banging some hot 40-year-old, you're like, holy shit, that's pretty badass. Yeah. Like, because you're thinking of... But her, on her part, it's like, that's fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah,
that's
kind of weird.
That's not impressive at all. It's the opposite of impressive.
Unless you're Elon Musk, then it's cool for both parties.
If he's banging a 16-year-old boy.
No. If Elon Musk bangs a hottie.
He has.
You know?
He used to be with Amber Heard.
It's cool for him because he's autistic.
Did you know that?
Amber Heard cheated on Johnny Depp with him.
That's the
story, yeah.
And then she pooped in Johnny Depp's bed.
Yeah.
So in that scenario, who really is the autist? Elon Musk, as far as we know, has never shat in someone else's bed. His own.
That we know of.
Well.
We don't know.
I can only talk based on the information we have at hand. I'm not going to speculate on Elon Musk.
I don't know, bro. He's South African, and I heard they do some weird shit down there.
Mostly racism.
Yeah.
They're big on that. Or now they hate white people.
But what I'm trying to say is, depending on the autiste, right? So if the autiste is like a super cool billionaire like Elon Musk, it's cool for him to bang a hottie, and it's also cool for the hottie to bang him.
So you're talking about two different things.
We're talking about
underage kids, and now you're talking about adults.
No, but the thing is, because autistes are like children. They're like trapped in the child.
No, they're not like, oh, okay, wow, that's a fucking, that's an autistic statement. That's not true.
Of course it is.
Elon Musk is not a child trapped in an adult's body. That's not what his autism is.
But I'm saying a lot of the cases, especially on Love on the Spectrum, if you look like that guy that looks like your cousin.
Yeah, but he's young.
In like mid-20s, no?
Yeah, that's young, bro.
Yeah, but still.
He acts like he would in his mid-20s.
Yes, but in their brain, they usually get stuck in the teenage phase. Their brain is literally stuck in the teenage phase.
I think you're mixing up different mental disorders.
No.
Yes.
It's like the opposite of...
I'm telling you right now, Elon Musk thinks like an adult, but he's a high-functioning autiste.
Yes, exactly.
He thinks like an adult, and a lot of people are autistic. They're not children in their head.
But it's
they're
like
just autistic, so they focus on something.
No, it's like a spectrum, right? Some people, it will do that, I think. But you
globally made a blanket statement that this is what happens when they stay stuck
as
kids.
Not all of them. Some of them, it will happen. Like, mentally and psychologically, they'll be stuck at teenage years, even though their body will continue to age. That's why I think it has to do something with their lifespan or whatever.
I don't think that's autism, but I think you're talking about something else.
Or like the opposite.
I think you're talking about Down syndrome.
Look, man.
I think you might have Down syndrome, because the lifespan of someone that has what the fuck are you talking about? Next, you can tell me they have no necks.
Autistic people do have their lifespan is affected.
Okay, bro. I think you're mixing up Down syndrome with autism.
No, I'm telling you, it's not as bad as like Down syndrome peeps.
I'm pretty sure you're mixing up autism with Down
syndrome.
They'll
pass away at like
40, 50. Louis T is autistic. Okay.
Yeah.
He has a family. He has a fucking career.
Do you think this guy can live 200?
He has a neck. He could outlive you. He's in good health. I don't think the autism... I think you're mixing up autism with Down syndrome.
No, but some autistic people...
Can you Google what the fuck you're saying? Because this is crazy. If they also have something else, but it's not autism, do they have empathy?
Autism itself
the first fucking thing highlighted. Autism itself does not affect life expectancy.
However, research has shown us that the mortality risk amongst individuals with autism is twice as high as the general population.
Yeah, because you're at risk of something because you're autistic. You might do something stupid.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Drowning. No, it's not what you meant. You said they have a lower lifespan. You didn't say he's going to stop, bro. You're being autistic.
But for a different...
No. You mixed up Down syndrome with autism and you try to pass it off on the podcast.
No.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Look.
The apparent
life expectancy for females with a diagnosis of autism and intellectual disability was nearly 15 years less than those with neither diagnosis.
Yeah, and then why? Keep reading.
Yeah, but I was still correct in my statement.
No, you weren't. You were incorrect in your statement. You said they don't live as long as we do. Do you expect me to live at 100? You said they don't they have a shorter lifespan. They don't have a lower lifespan.
But
they have a lower life expectancy. That's not a lower lifespan.
Ah, there's a difference. I see.
There's a lower life expectancy for rabbits in the wild. They don't have a lower lifespan than the rabbits we have. It's just that they're going to get eaten day two.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, expectancy and span.
Yeah, the lifespan is the same. There's nothing wrong with someone who has...
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Especially if you're on the spectrum, why would you have a different lifespan than me? You have a lower expectancy, maybe, because like they said, you might fall into an open manhole. That's what they're saying. But I don't even know if that's that much true in the modern world. Like, how many dangers are down the street when you're walking?
So then, wait. Life expectancy for autistic people probably in, like, the 1500s must have been, like, 10 years old.
No, bro. If they realized there was something wrong, they'd throw you off the mountain.
So, like, 1 year old.
Yeah, life expectancy for any... Dude, people with Down syndrome, if there was anything wrong with you when you were born, even in ancient Greece, they'd kill you.
Yeah, I remember.
So your life expectancy was zero if you had anything wrong with you. Yeah.
So how did they survive?
What do you mean? They didn't.
How did the gene survive?
Well, it's not a gene. It's not an autism gene. It just happens. You can have two kids and one's autistic, the other isn't.
Interesting.
I feel like you have... You're on, like, maybe you don't have Down syndrome, but you're definitely down with the syndrome. You literally aggressively argued basically that autism and Down syndrome are the same thing for 10 minutes.
Look, bro, I'm on 5 hours of sleep.
This is why Facebook, Instagram had outages, by the way.
And I just paid $1,000. In a break job, so I'm very upset.
Meta offers Canadian Facebook users $51 million.
What?
Click on it.
Are we going to secure this bag?
It's impossible. What is this? Why don't you just read the thing? Scroll down so I can read it.
No, I'm trying to play the video. But there's an ad.
But isn't the video just going to give us text again?
Off.
Business matters.
Oh, no. She's talking about it.
She's not saying anything.
Oh, there's no volume.
Region and its impact on shipping traffic. Retaliation from the U.S.
Yeah, okay, bro. This is talking about something else, but let me just read.
I've lost interest.
Scroll down.
Okay, were you logged out of your Facebook and Instagram accounts on Tuesday?
Yes.
You're not alone. Thousands of social media users in Canada and across the globe reported being unable to access their Facebook and Instagram feeds amid a massive outage of the platforms owned by Meta. The disruption started around 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Oh, no, whatever. The issue has now been resolved earlier today. Okay, go down. Okay. Who gives a fuck? Go down.
I was going to read it.
Facebook apologized for temporarily leaving its users in... Oh, you don't have to apologize. This shit happens. Who cares? Okay, go down.
Yeah.
If you're reading this post, it's because our servers are working. That's Twitter. Okay, go down. Elon Musk.
That's funny.
So people are suing them because there was an outage.
That doesn't make any sense.
You don't pay for Facebook, bro. Shut the fuck up. You guys are all idiots.
What's this SUV? This is so atrocious.
What do you mean? You could live back there.
That's disgusting, bro. Who would make this?
You could live in a car, bro.
Nah, bro.
Doesn't your brother live in a car?
He lives in a van.
That's a car.
That's the difference. That's a van. This is a car.
A van is a type of car.
It's a type of vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a
motor vehicle. A car is a motor vehicle.
A car is a car. A van is a van.
A van is a type of car.
It's a type of vehicle.
No. Vehicle is now it's global. A vehicle could be a boat.
Yeah.
A car is with the wheels, that's a car. A van is a type of car. An SUV is a type of car. A sports car is a type of car. Two-door, a coupe is a type of car. They're all types of cars. Fucking lunatic.
I love. I'm sorry. I love to piss you off sometimes.
A vehicle. He might also live in a boat.
Yeah, he's doing that van life because he went to Vancouver.
Is that why you're talking shit about this guy living in his car?
Yeah.
You know that a lot of people are living in cars. It's not just your brother, right?
Nowadays, 100%, yeah, because of the economy.
The only difference with your brother that he's doing that's stupid is that most of the car people went to California.
What do you mean?
Because of the weather and shit?
Yeah.
So they live in California, not in Canada. That's the only difference.
Vancouver's nice, too.
It's no California.
That's true. I agree with you. Yeah, he's just doing it. He wants to. He's young. He wants to experience the outdoors and shit, and try to find work. And
I think it's the only time you could do it.
Yeah. He's not. He's not gonna be able to do it.
You can't do that if you have family. Yeah, like, I'm gonna live in my car for a couple months.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? You leave the wife and kids.
Are you gonna pick up the kid from school? No, I'm gonna be in the car, like living in it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, you can't do that when you settle down.
Have you been talking to him?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you said that. Why'd you yell that out?
I don't know. I'm autistic.
What is he telling you? What's the report back? Has he told you any tricks that he does? Like, how does he recharge his stuff?
He's found some work.
No, not work wise. I mean, nobody cares. Everyone knows what work is, bro. Everyone works.
Yeah.
What people don't know is what's car life like.
Oh well, he has like two generators.
Okay.
And he also has like if he needs to get around on like something lighter, he has his motorcycle attached.
Okay.
This dumb old bitch ran into his motorcycle stand and it broke. I think he fixed it. And then he was parked on the street and then she tried to blame him. She was in a moving vehicle and he was parked and she ran into him and she tried to say, "You hit me."
What?
Yes.
Yeah, was crazy. He on the bike?
No, he was in the van.
Oh, she hit the van.
She hit the van. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But she hit the mount of the bike. She didn't hit the bike. I think he was parked. He was parked. His bike was removed from the mount.
And she hit him.
Mount.
And then she said, "You hit me."
Yeah.
And then what did he do? He actually hit her.
Huh? No. He was like, "What are you talking about?
Let me show you who's gonna hit you."
And he's like, and she's like, "Call your insurance." And he's like, "I'm not calling my insurance. Pay for my motorcycle stand. I gotta go get a new one." Nah. And she took off. She sped off.
Oh, so he never got
no
satisfaction from this woman.
Yeah, all these hit and runs lately. Yeah, have you noticed? People just running away from shit.
That happened to you? That black nurse hit you on the highway?
Yeah, not nurse. She works security. She had a security.
I thought she was a nurse.
No.
She was drunk driving.
Yeah.
Hit you.
Yeah.
Your car flew into the median. This is on the highway.
Yeah, on the 40, on the Met.
She came out, started screaming. Your car was totaled. It needed to get towed. No.
First of all, she didn't even know what planet she was on. When she opened the door, she was like, "Huh? What happened?" I was like, "What do you mean, what happened? Are you crazy?" She goes, Francais, calm toi, like, calm down, my head hurts."
Oh, my God. I don't know how, like, because I remember I spoke to you, called me.
Yeah.
And you were losing your mind, and you were so angry that your girlfriend was crying because she just got into an accident.
Yeah.
I don't know how, with her giving you that attitude, your girlfriend crying, I don't understand how you, of all people, didn't throw her into the oncoming traffic.
It took me a lot of self-control. I'm gonna be honest. I was ready. I don't know what stopped me. I think
you almost killed me. You nearly killed me and my girlfriend, and then you have the balls to be like, "Why are you yelling? My head hurts."
Yeah.
I may have killed her.
Like, I think if it was a man, I would have been in jail right now.
Yeah.
I think the fact that it was a woman, I kind of hesitated, held back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But also, because she was security.
She can't secure shit. Let's be honest, bro. She can't even secure her driving.
And then she left.
Yeah, and then because what happened was, I'm like, she didn't want to give me your information. She was like, "Just take my." The first thing she tells me, "What? There's nothing. There's no damage. And my car has a flat tire. I can't move the car.
You're smashed into the barrier.
I can't move my car." And she's like, "There's no damage. Just take my plate. We'll figure it out after." So I'm like, "Are you nuts?" So I'm like, I have to call the cops now. I can't. She won't listen to me.
Yeah.
So I call the cops. Is that she calls some guy named Peter. Okay. And then I was like, she starts yelling at me. "Give me the phone. I'm going to talk to the cops." So I started yelling at her. "Fuck you.
Yeah, get the fuck away from me.
You call the cops on your end."
Yeah.
And anyway, so I tell him, "Yo, send someone." The guy on the phone tells her, "Just leave." Because at some point she put him on speaker. "Just leave." She gets in her car, almost runs me over in her car and fucks off. I have the plate and everything. Call the cops. Towing comes, picks up the car. Cops call me back. "Yeah, look, bro, just come do a report tomorrow. We're too busy." So I'm like, what the fuck?
And then you did the report.
So I did the report.
And the cops told you.
And I was told, basically, that they can't do anything. Because when they questioned her on it, she denied that she was ever even there.
So for all you kids at home, if you're under the influence and you perform a hit and run, you perform a hit, yell, assault, and run, you can just say, no, it wasn't me. You can pull a Shaggy.
Yeah.
You can pull a Shaggy according to the local authorities.
But
and that's all it takes.
How insane is that, man? Just, no, it wasn't me. Denied.
Isn't that crazy that the cops are together and like, we're going to get this one? And she's like, it wasn't me. And like, fuck, she's the Shaggy
that's
defense.
That's crazy.
I was expecting that one.
That's insane.
Another one has outsmarted us.
Bro, honestly, I should have committed more crimes when I was a kid. I would have gotten away with so much more.
You wouldn't have because you wouldn't have done them. It wasn't you.
Ah, there you go.
That is insane, though, from the cops to tell
that's
you that.
That's insane.
Like, well, we questioned her. Well, and then she said it wasn't her.
And it wasn't even the cops that told me directly. It's they told the insurance company to tell me this. And I'm like, because the insurance company called me and they're like, I will say, though, the most helpful person in this situation was the claims agent.
Was he losing it a bit? He's like, what the fuck?
He was in shock himself, first of all. Even though that it was not classified as a hit and run, he still classified it as a hit and run on his end, on the file. I have a deductible on my insurances. He removed.
I love that. It's not classified as a hit and run. What is it? It's like a hit and slowly drive away.
Yeah.
It's a hit and drive away drunk.
He didn't charge me the deductible. Even though like I have a deductible, if it's my fault, I have a deductible. He didn't charge me. So the most helpful person was the claims agent. But then he told me, he's like, but before he told me all that, he goes, yeah, look, I spoke with the police and everything. And this is what they're telling me to tell you. And
oh my God, I'd go crazy.
But I don't know what to do, but it's just insanity. What's happening?
Montreal has turned into Gotham City.
Society is crumbling.
But the good thing is you could forget all about it this summer at the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. You can have a couple laughs, go watch a couple comedy shows, enjoy yourself, and forget that this city has gone downhill.
Newsflash for you, that's been canceled as well.
Well, then I stand corrected. If you want a good comedy show, Tuesday nights at the Bordel Comedy Club, 9:15 p.m. tonight, in English, or Friday nights at the Third Floor Comedy Club, 11 p.m., The Secret Show, the latest show in the city. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Check out The Intellectuals every Thursday night. Check out the Pantelis podcast every Thursday. Every Monday morning. Check out the Pantelis Frenchcast every Thursday morning. Check out The Morning Show Wednesday morning at 10 live on this very YouTube channel. Is It Me? Friday afternoons. And we have 24 FPS, which comes out Sunday afternoons, talking about film. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're working on new stuff for you guys. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves. We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically shamed and all our fame. We'll make a murder.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
a section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.